and your solution for the issues that matter most.
Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
When was the last time your family visited the library?
At your library.
There's so much to see, so much to do.
At your library.
There's a whole big world just waiting for you.
At your library.
There's so much to do, so much to see.
At your library.
If you're gonna go, you gotta take me.
Message from the Association for Library Service to Children and the Campaign for America's Libraries.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yeah.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Oh.
No, wait, right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No, wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever, you really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org, brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Who was that masked man? That was the Sloan Ranger, Lloyd Sloan, on WGNU.net.
Now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Is cocaine a problem in your life? Cocaine Anonymous is a fellowship of people helping people to recover from cocaine addiction. There are no dues or fees of any kind. We're here, and we're free. For meeting schedules and information, call 314-361-3500 or the Cocaine Anonymous National Referral Line at 1-800-347-8998 or contact us on the World Wide Web at ca.org.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we'll probably just meet out in front of the house.
Our meeting place is our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When my family found out I was on drugs, they were devastated.
It was killing them, you know, it was killing them. It
tears your family up more than it does you.
You want to stop, you know, in your heart you need to stop.
My mom was just a nervous wreck. I could just see her getting older way too fast.
My oldest brother banned me from the house. You're a drug addict, I don't want you around my kids.
I just couldn't help it. I couldn't get a grip on it. I couldn't even stay clean to get my son back.
It doesn't matter if it's Monday at 10 in the morning or if it's Sunday at 2 in the morning. You got to go get drugs or money, one or the other.
You pray, God, please help me quit this, stop this.
My dad was frantic, and he looked at me and he said, we're not going to gamble with your life.
I wanted to have my family back, and that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, this is Dirk Kempthorne, Secretary of the Interior, and I'm here to tell you about one more exciting reason to visit federal land this summer. Now, in addition to experiencing the history, culture, and beauty of America's federal lands, you'll have the chance to enter your best federal lands photo in the Share the Experience Photo Contest, sponsored by the U.S. government and the National Park Foundation. 14 winners will be chosen to earn national recognition and many exciting prizes. Best of all, if your photo comes out on top, we'll make it the backdrop for next year's Federal Lands Pass. So whether you're an amateur shutter buff, a history buff, a wildlife lover, or an outdoor enthusiast, grab a camera and get out there. Remember, America's next prize-winning photographer could be you.
The Share the Experience Photo Contest runs through December 31st. For more information, visit www.sharetheexperience.org.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me. Below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. That is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, very simple, revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. Oh, yeah, get up, get up, get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. Get up, get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious, where do we begin? What do we begin with? Let me begin as we always do. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. And it doesn't seem to matter where you live. It doesn't seem to matter what language that you speak. These are amazing times. I need some help here. I need some, I guess, input, if you will. In the year 2007, I brought you a story, I think it was yesterday or sometime last week, about the difficulty that the Bosnians are having in building a mosque out in West County. And that there is a resistance, in fact there has been a resistance, the county council had voted not to extend them an authorization to build a mosque. Some people would think, well, that's just, you know, Missouri. I'm not surprised. That's what they do here. But I am troubled by, word out of Europe that we have the Pope making the same type of noise. We have the Pope articulating the same, and I'm sorry, not the Pope, the archbishops. Voices of other religious leaders coming out of Europe, concerned about mosque being built, concerned about Islam. And you have to ask yourself this question of what is the end result of this kind of intolerance? My grandma used to say when things happened that were wrong, and she used to say, no good can come of it. No good can come of this thing. Where do you go? What happens when one powerful religious organization defines another powerful religious organization as evil, as the sinner, as the bad guy? No good can come of it. And think about it, folks. We're in the year 2007. Throughout this century, throughout several generations of this century, there have been plenty of acts engaged in by Christians and Muslims and atheists done that have been harmful to humankind. There have been plenty of evils wrought by democracies, by dictators, by monarchies. Plenty of evil. Evil and destruction and murder and mayhem and cruelty and intolerance, all in the name of democracy or a monarchy, or a dictatorship, or a Christian, or Muslim, or others. When a Catholic church has Catholic bishops saying that we don't need any more Islam here, no good can come of this. And there is no religion out there whose hands are not bloody. There are plenty of dead bodies in the ground in the name of every religion out there, just about. I don't know. I don't know about every religion, but what do they call the presidential candidates? The top tier religions? Oh, they got blood on their hands. My name is Liz Brown. I have so much more to say. I'd love to hear from you, too, at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me, folks. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Northbound 270 from 44 through Geordie Ferry. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for delays out in that area as well. eastbound 70 from east of Versity Expressway. 3 St. Charles Rock Road, though, is moving steady. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for delays in the right exit lanes as you approach Highway 70. Eastbound 40 from Mason through McKnight. Look for slowdowns, but everything is rolling at the speed limit at this hour. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255, look for no delays. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for no slowdowns to report. Westbound 44 at 270 in the Soccer Park. That's going westbound. You've got road construction, right lanes closed, causing heavy volume there as well. And westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic, especially in the left lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across into the landing. There is your traffic for your 6 o'clock hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Heat advisory is in effect. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Friday evening. Otherwise, today, very hot, mostly sunny, high around 101. The heat index will be around 108 by late morning or early afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 80. The heat index will be around 102 by early this evening. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy both days, very hot both days. Highs on Wednesday and Thursday at 102. The heat index will be around, somewhere to the tune of about 108 to 110 on both days by late morning, early afternoon. So just use caution and try to drink plenty of fluids. Give yourself plenty of cool shade if you can find that. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 82 under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You laugh your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
This is Cindy Meyer, inviting you to join me every Tuesday afternoon at 1 for the Holistic Voice on AM 920 WGNU. The phrase holistic health describes a philosophy of well-being that considers the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of your life as they balance and interconnect with each other. Each week, my guests and I will help you as you seek to attain more balance in your life. Join me, Cindy Meyer, for The Holistic Voice, Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. We did a show yesterday about a little six-year-old boy under assault by a grown white man out of Augusta, Georgia. Baby under assault, having been forced to clean toilets at his school. No gloves, with his bare little hands. We have the comments of Don Imus, and that brought to mind a lot of you, the comments of Don Imus, calling women of African, young women of African, children of African descent, nappy-headed hoes. Well, my guest in the 7 o'clock hour is going to be Dr. Dixon Saxon. And Dr. Dixon Saxon is the faculty chair of the Masters of Science in Mental Health Counseling. And she raises the question, does the depiction of African women in today's society have a psychological impact on the identity and development of African women here in this country? I mean, think about this. I mean, let me remind you of these comments made by Don Imus. Does this land somewhere?
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that now.
Does that land somewhere? I mean, you can almost just see the if evil had a biological response. You can almost see evil pouring out the pores of Don Imus. The glee and the ugliness of those statements directed towards women whose names he didn't know. All he saw was their gender and their skin color, irrespective of anything else. There was nothing else that he knew. There was nothing else that he... Oh, I'm sorry. And he knew that they were playing basketball. That's all he knew about these women, and what he came out of his mouth, what came out of his mouth was this.
That's a nappy-headed horse there. I'm going to take that down.
Horse. Horse. Does that land someplace? We're going to have that discussion with Dr. Dixon Saxon in the next hour. In the next hour. And, we're going to talk in the 8 o'clock hour about a demand on pharmaceutical companies to disclose their education and charitable funding. Who are they funding? We need to know about that. And then in the 9 o'clock hour we're gonna talk about what's going on with our indigenous people. They call them Native Americans. And they should call them the dumping ground of America. They want to mine uranium on Native American land. We're going to be talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour with the chief of the Apache tribe, San Carlos, because we have an Arizona tribe defying Congress order to allow them to mine uranium. That's going to be in the 9 o'clock hour. We have a lot of business to tend to here on the wake-up call. Let's get to some of it. You think that those comments land somewhere? I do. You think that? I do. I have a couple of comments here. Stories here. About your good Democratic Party. One of the stories talks about how the Democratic Party is going more liberal. All right, more liberal, huh? It's a good thing. Liberal means freedom. Liberal means freedom. But do you know what you're good? Let me see. What's that phrase? It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your child is? Well, it's 6:41 in the morning. Do you know where your Democratic leadership is? Do you know what they're doing? How many times have we talked on this show? How many times have we talked on this show about how your good government is spying on you, thanks to Boy George? Do you know that 28 Democratic senators voted the right way on this? How many Democratic senators are they? Well, that's right, there's 50 of them, right? Most of, it's hard to put all of this together. This is the most unpopular president in our lifetime. This is the most lawless administration in our lifetime. This is the most abusive of the rules and procedures administration in our lifetime. We took back a majority against all, the Democrats took back a majority against all odds. So explain to me why these Democrats, who have the will of the people on their side, gave Boy George more power to spy on us. Punks. They haven't even censured him. They gave him more power. Who the heck is protecting us? You know, when they use the phrase enemy of the state, I don't know if I point to Boy George or if I point to the Democratic majority. Who's the enemy of the state here? How do you give him vote to give him more power to spy on you? Given all these other things, it's the weakest president in their generation. They didn't hold him accountable. Instead, the Democratic majority gave him a blank check. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That's so. It's quarter till 6 in the morning. Do you know where your Democratic Party is? I'll tell you where they are. Out on the corner, handing and throwing away, giving away your liberties. That's where they are. No, Howard, they are not in a strip club. They are giving away their liberties. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave's about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his fastball, but a tomato.
Ooh.
Using tomatoes as baseballs won't work. But if you want to be a better player, the nutrients in a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. So eating tomatoes is like playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Is it just me or... Is it just me? Or... Or not? Is it because I'm just doomed to remember what the history of this country is and what it means? There's at an operating base warehouse. There's a sign taped to the men's latrine. And this is at a United States base in Iraq. U.S. military contractors, civilians only. This is a military base about 4 miles west of Bab-Koba. Iraqis, including the interpreters who walk the same paths, the foot patrols, sleep in the same tents as the U.S. troops. They must use separate bathrooms. Another sign tells Iraqis and third world nationals, as they're called, that they have 1 hour for breakfast, 1 hour for lunch, 1 hour for dinner. American troops get 3 hours. Iraqis say that they have to wait as long as 45 minutes in hot lines to get inside the chow lines, leaving just 15 minutes to get their foods and eat it. Huh. Separate bathrooms. Now, they sleep in the tents with these men. These men, actually, the Iraqi interpreters are the ones that in many cases, are helping keep American soldiers alive. Separate bathrooms. Hmm. 60 years ago, President Truman ordered the desegregation of the United States military. Here we are 60 years later, bringing it back. Now, there are those who would make the argument, well, Liz, they're the enemies. Well, then how come you have the enemies sleeping in the same tent as y'all? They sleep in the same tents. I mean, help me understand this. They sleep in the same tent as you all. Explain why. Explain why. There are separate bathrooms for Iraqis on a United States military base. Explain why. Iraqis get less time to eat than American, and not even just American soldiers, but contractors. Contractors. It's kind of like I remember the stories of when the USO came to American military bases during World War II. German prisoners of war. Sat up closer to the stage than people of African descent, American soldiers of African descent. They had to sit behind the white German prisoners of war. Here we are in the year 2007. Iraqis have to use separate bathrooms. Oh, I can just hear those of you that are too scared to call in and say, why wouldn't we do this to them? And therein lies the rub, doesn't it? Isn't it? Don't it? This is an American military base. You're in their country. Some Iraqis are putting their own lives at risk to be your interpreter. And America's response to this act of generosity and bravery is y'all need to use a separate bathroom. And they say that it's over with, that the civil rights movement killed this way of thinking. I want the proof that it's dead. I want to see the body. If racism is dead, I want to see the body. I want to see where they buried it. Because I think if there is a grave site, you took the time to unearth it, get a court order to bring the body back up, I think you'd find an empty grave. I think you'd find an empty grave. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. Rick.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's great. I just want to call and say, yeah, Jim Crow is still alive and kicking. His grave is empty, and you'll find him here and there. I said, enjoy your show yesterday as well.
Thank you.
He's down there down in Georgia as well.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you have a blessed day.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU as a continuation of our show from yesterday. Because so many of you brought this issue up about after we brought you the story of the little 6-year-old boy down in Augusta, Georgia, who was the only little black boy in his classroom. He was told by his teacher to clean the toilet with his bare hands, wash urine off the toilet, and came home smelling of urine, very upset. His mother rightfully called the school. Principal refused to talk to her, and they defended their actions. This little boy was assaulted by a radio talk show host. Imagine attacking a 6-year-old baby. And then telling lies about his mother. This is a family that whose home was broken into. Their address was put out over the air, and their home was broken into many times. And the mother was called a media whore by this radio talk show host. The question that you have to ask after listening to Don Imus' comments about nappy-headed hoes, does the depiction of African women here in this country, in this society, have a psychological impact on the identity and development of women of African descent here in this country? Well, we're going to be discussing that in the next hour with Dr. Dixon Saxon. We're going to be talking about that very thing. If you dig up the graveyard of where discrimination, because they tell us that it's dead. They tell us that the civil rights movement killed it. I want to go to the gravesite. I want to dig it up. I want to exhume the body. Because I guarantee you, the coffin is empty. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding, Joe.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show yesterday. I mean, it was some show yesterday. And we're talking about this racism and everything. I think St. Louis probably sits on the top list. I really think it does. You know, right here in this city of St. Louis, we have departments, city departments, that forces black women to just only clean the bathroom.
Mm.
They got white women working there, but they make all the black women.
What department
clean.
Is that?
It's over the street department.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
I'm going to get some additional information about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me put you on hold. My name is Liz Brown, and this is The Wake Up Call. We'll be back with Dr. Dixon Saxon when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
For all of you, the people who love peace all over the world, Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop
resisting. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The fate of six men trapped in a Utah coal mine collapse is still unknown more than 24 hours after the fateful cave-in. But this neighbor is holding on to hope they're all still alive.
I always have hope. When you give up hope, you give up life. And I won't give up hope.
Recovery crews are continuing a desperate effort to dig a hole to give them air and to find out their fate. One mine official says there's a very good chance they're still alive, and they were armed with enough oxygen and other supplies to survive for at least a few days, if they survived the cave-in. Search and recovery efforts continue at the site of the Minneapolis bridge collapse. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Like the parts of a mammoth erector set, the twisted steel pieces of the I-35W bridge will be pulled apart, lifted by cranes, and hauled away from the site of the disaster, but not too far away. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board will remove the pieces to an undisclosed but outdoor site just downriver, and, like an erector set, start to put them back together. In so doing, those experts hope to find the key piece of evidence that points to a cause of the collapse. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Minneapolis.
As he looks forward to his upcoming vacation, President Bush is hosting high-level administration officials at a strategy session in Maryland. ABC's Ann Compton has more from the White House.
Summoning his defense and foreign policy teams to Camp David, President Bush spends the day reviewing global threats. Defense Secretary Bob Gates, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and other key strategists will join the president for talks before he begins his August vacation later in the week.
Pavlov.
In Compton, ABC News, the White House.
And Pavlov has nothing on McDonald's. A new California study found preschoolers are loving it. They think everything made by McDonald's tastes better. Kids were given unmarked food and another piece of food in a McDonald's wrapper, and the study found that every time they picked the McDonald's food. This is ABC News.
Our next life exercise, assembling bookshelf. Begin in a crouched position, nervously staring at the 75 different pieces.
Huh?
Good. Lift shelves onto metal studs. Curl up, slide in. Curl up, slide in. Notice a shelf is missing.
What?
Repack, repack. Lug back to store.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
Michelle Pfeiffer has gotten the ultimate Hollywood honor. ABC's Dave Alpert reports.
Michelle Pfeiffer Day in Hollywood.
Michelle Pfeiffer now has her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The three-time Oscar nominee thanked her mother for getting her here.
She forcefully preached to me every day the importance of having a career. Say, Shell, you need to have a career before you get married. And she instilled me with the belief that I could do anything.
Pfeiffer's star is the 2,345th on the famous Hollywood sidewalk. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
Whose side is she on? The 17-year-old daughter of Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani has pulled a Facebook webpage that had indicated she supported Barack Obama. A spokeswoman says Caroline listed herself as a member of a group called 1 Million Strong for Barack because she supported his principles, not necessarily his candidacy. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
And with another WGNU local report, I'm Peyton Colston. Two bills passed in the recent Missouri state legislative session and signed into law by Governor Matt Blunt owe their success to the perseverance of two state senators who sponsored the same pieces of legislation for years. One of those is a bill to provide eye exams for young school children, long championed by Republican State Senator Delbert Scott of Lowry City. Scott says the legislation has been a four-year project.
But I think the key issue here is identifying children that have vision problems and because of that vision problem suffer in their education. This will open the door, will open the eyes for great opportunities in education, and where kids can actually mature and study and grow at their right speed.
Another new law that spent a long time in the legislative hopper is one sponsored by Senate Minority Leader Maida Coleman of St. Louis that allows drivers to replace stolen license plate tabs for free. Coleman says the theft of license plate tabs has become a statewide problem.
One of the things that contributed to this year's passage of this legislation on stolen license tabs is that over 20,000 license tabs were stolen across the state of Missouri last year. Well, you know that's hitting almost every corner of the state.
Coleman says the bill being passed and signed into law is an example of how the widespread interest needed to make a new law can sometimes be gradual in building. And that's another WGNU Local Report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 at West 4th and Washington Elizabeth, look for slow delays there as well. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Everything is running in pockets there. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays in the left lane. Northbound 270 at Page and Dorset. There's a disabled vehicle that's on the ramp to Dorset. Look for heavy volume as a result. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. You've got some slowdowns there. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for delays. Traffic's building from the Kingbridge westbound. From the Illinois Bank into the landing, northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is starting to stack up at the top. And westbound 270 from Illinois 3 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge over on the east side. Look for heavy volume going on there as they roll into Missouri side of the fence. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, as well as the rest of the week, look for an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. Otherwise, very hot, mostly sunny with a high around 101. Heat index will be around 108 by the late morning, early afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear with a low around 80. The heat index will still be around 102 by this evening. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same both days. Partly cloudy, very hot, and highs around 102 with the heat index reaching 110 by late morning, early afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 81 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is also reporting partly cloudy skies and 84 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. The
you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. I've often raised the question during my journey here on talk radio of where do the negative messages, where does the negative energy, where does it land? I mean there is a rule in the physical world that we live in that things, once you throw something, it lands somewhere. What is it? Newton's law. That's it lands. So, if that is so, when we hear and we experience these words coming out of the mouths and going traveling across the internet, traveling across the TV net, traveling across the radio net, traveling out there, eventually it lands somewhere. It's dropping the pebble into the sea. There are ripples from it. So the question becomes, when we focus our attention onto the negative messages out there directed to women of African descent, the question becomes, one, does it land? And two, what happens when it lands? We need to have that discussion. We need to have that discussion post Don Imus' descriptions of young women of African descent. We need to have that description post this kind of statement. +1 877 920 WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. What discussions do we need to have? When do we need to have them? Well, let's have them after this kind of comment.
That's a nappy-headed horse there. I'm going to tell you that now.
My name is Liz Brown. We will be back with Dr. Dixon Saxon, faculty chair of the Masters of Science in Mental Health Counseling at Walden University. She's joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Don't forget, we are broadcast live over the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net or www.lizbrown.com. You don't want to miss this discussion. Stay with us. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
A struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My conversation this hour is with the faculty chair of the Masters of Science in Mental Health Counseling at Walden University. Joining us from Rolla, North Carolina, Dr. Savitra Dixon-Saxon. Dr. Dixon-Saxon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good. So I guess the general question out here, Dr. Dixon-Saxon, does it land? Do these comments from Don Imus, do they land? And how hard do they land?
Oh, well, they land, and they land in so many different areas for African-American women. You probably know that one of the conversations I like to have with counselors in training and other members of my profession is about this concept of internalized depression. When we take these messages that people have about us, these stereotypes that they have about us and other members of our group, and we apply them in our daily lives. And so for so many African-American women, particularly, they land, these messages land and perpetuate themselves in the way that we take care of our bodies, act in relationships. I'm sorry, I thought I turned off the call waiting feature. The way we take care of our bodies, the way we in relationships with other people, the way that we choose what kinds of careers we're going to go into, it lands. It definitely lands.
All right, let's go through some of these examples that you've given. And,
mm-hmm.
and before we do that, define, if you will, internalized oppression.
Yeah. Internalized oppression is essentially when a person hears negative messages about him or herself or sees negative images repeatedly and hears stereotypes about his or her group and basically applies them in their daily life, in his or her daily life. For example, I had a student when I was first starting to do my research, I did focus groups, and one of the young women said, it's like this. If you were born a quarter and people keep telling you you're a penny, eventually you start spending yourself just like you're a penny instead of a quarter.
Well, I have seen studies that have said that when you compare young women of African descent to young white women,
mm-hmm.
that young women of African descent have a better sense of themselves than young women of young white women.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, at least part of that, probably before the current generation, was because young women of African descent, they didn't see themselves in a Vogue magazine. They saw themselves in an Ebony magazine or a Jet magazine or other magazines that didn't put the same type of pressures on us as a Vogue magazine puts on young white girls. And therefore, we had a better sense of self-esteem than young white girls. How does self-esteem figure into internalized oppression?
Well, it figures in monumentally, and what you're saying is exactly right. You see, internalized oppression, I really believe that it impacts different groups of African American women very differently. I never assert that we're all the same or we all act the same, but one of the reasons I started getting interested in this subject was because I was working on predominantly white campuses and noticed and was watching other professionals in my environment, and I started noticing that the more middle class African American women were struggling more with body image than women who had fewer economic resources. Because one of the things that happens to us is that as we earn more and participate in different kinds of environments, we are not as referent, or we're not necessarily focusing on those images and messages that we're getting from family and our predominantly African-American communities, but we start being more referent to other groups, predominant society.
I went to an all-white college,
mm-hmm.
and I went to an mostly all-white law school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about, when I sit down with other women of African descent and we talk about things, I find myself saying things about when you go to college with nothing but young white girls, you have a different sense of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
truly have a different yes. sense of your body of I'm too fat.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not that stuff. It lands on you.
It does.
And it particularly when you're talking about from 17 until 21, you're still being formed.
Right.
And I carry the legacy of that white college experience with me today.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the experience, one of the things that I try to assert is that the kinds of support that we offer to not just African-American young women, but to young girls makes a tremendous difference in how they see themselves. Because I know I have a 6-year-old niece right now who has a very dark complexion, and she's struggling as she interacts with people at the Y and in dance class. She's hearing more and more messages that she's not good enough because of her complexion, and she's a brilliant child. But it's all we can do as a family to try to reframe those messages. And as children get older, they become less concerned about what their parents and family members say and more concerned about how their peers judge them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so this is one of the difficulties we have. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a resegregationist, and that's a conversation for another time. But one of the things that's done so much damage to our young children is that so many of them go to school and don't see role models in schools and businesses of people who look like them and people who can speak honestly to them about the experience of racism and the impact it has on self-esteem and your attitude about other people who belong to your group.
So let's go back to this internalized oppression.
Sure.
In terms of, you said that it has a an impact on how we take care of our bodies. Talk to us about that.
Oh, gosh. You know, this is the thing. If you are told that you're supposed to serve other people all of the time, and this is the message that you get from, you know, from your community sometimes and from other people, that African-American women are supposed to serve other people, take care of other people, so we choose careers that allow us to serve other people. But we're not necessarily given the message that we're supposed to take care of ourselves, that we are supposed to be a priority. And so we are not as concerned about, well, I can't even say as concerned. We don't take the time because we feel like we're obligated to take care of other people.
It's not on the list of things to do.
Right, to eat well, to exercise, to buy shoes that fit our feet well. You know, it is a message of I'm supposed to take care of other people so I don't require my partner to use a condom even if I'm very suspicious that, you know, he or, you know, may have other partners.
What about ending relationships? How do we see that internal or engaged in as a result of internalized oppression?
Well, you know, I have a suspicion that you may be more specific than I'm going to respond. But one of the difficulties is in this system of hearing that African-American women are castrating to men, that we are not as desirable as other groups of people, we oftentimes make sacrifices in relationships that don't wind up being to our best interest. We stay in relationships where we feel like there is an uneven and unequal amount of mutual support and respect oftentimes because it is a relationship. Because, you know, we may be validated by being one of the African-American women who is in a relationship. Or because we have the expectation that we just don't deserve much better than we're getting. Or we should not, even if it's not deserved, we should not expect. It's unreasonable and unrealistic to expect something different.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Dr. Savitra Dixon-Saxon, faculty chair of the Master's in Science in Mental Health Counseling at Walden University. We're having a question. We're having a discussion about does the depiction of African-American women in today's society, does it have a psychological impact on the identity and development of African-American women? My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. I know you want to stay with us. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass through 270. Look for some delays. Westbound 270 from West Florissant into Washington Elizabeth. Look for some slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 exchange. Eastbound 70 from Route K through 79. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns. Northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 into the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns around the 270 exchange. And northbound 270 from Page through Dorset, there's an incident that's been cleared. There were stalls on the ramp to Dorset, and it's resulting in some heavy traffic. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, as well as the rest of this week, look for an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. on Friday evening. Otherwise, today, very hot. Mostly sunny, highs around 101. The heat index will be around 108 by late morning, early afternoon. This evening, mostly clear, low around 80. Heat index will be around 102 by early in the evening still. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much mirror image days, partly cloudy both days, very hot both days, highs around 102 on both days with the heat index reaching around 110 by late morning, early afternoon on both Wednesday and Thursday. Otherwise, 81 degrees, scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 84. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. The thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just as many as you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with the faculty chair of the Masters of Science and Mental Health Counseling at Walden University, joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina, Dr. Savitra Dixon-Saxon. And we're talking about how women of African descent are depicted and does it have a psychological impact on the identity and development of women of African descent. And Howard, if you could hit that for me. Dr. Dixon, this is, I know you've heard it a million times, but I want to play it again. I want to play Don Imus's words.
That's a nappy head at all, sir. I'm going to tell you that now.
And Dr. Dixon-Saxon, when you heard those words, what did you think?
I have to be completely honest with you. I was relieved that he said it so that we could have a conversation about it. Because many people, I heard different television commentators make the statement that this was the first time that they were hearing African-American people talk about this issue. And, we knew that that was not true. So many people in the African-American community knew, oh, no, that's not true at all. But I was grateful because it allowed us to have a conversation with a group of people, particularly people in the music industry, about their responsibility to control the images that they put out of African-American women. And, my ex-husband used to say to me, he was very fond of watching videos on BET, and I would walk in and I was like, I like the music, but I don't like seeing African-American women, I don't like to see us, our images in parts and not whole. You would see a behind, or you would see legs, or you would see breasts. But you were not, oftentimes when you watch those videos, you'll notice that you don't see the entire person. And I really feel that when you present fragmented images of people, you somehow are able to convince yourself that those people are soulless.
Well, can't we see that translated into the criminal, the types of criminal legislation that we've seen directed towards women? The fact that we're seeing more women in prisons than we've ever had in the history of this nation?
Right, right, right. And, this is it's such a necessary conversation for us to have about the damage that the images do to a group of people, because it's not just what you take in about yourself, but it's how people treat you, how people respond to you. It's, if this person is worth nothing, you can hit her. If she has no value, you can leave her with excessive responsibility and not care about how she takes care of her children. You can look at legislation that will help her support her family and dismiss it. You can say it doesn't matter that she works 80 hours a week and that her children have to be, she has fragmented support systems to take care of her kids, and that she's always worried about how she's going to make it from day to day, and that this is having an impact on who she is emotionally and consequently having an impact on her kids.
Do we see, is it different, Dr. Dixon-Saxon, that when we are, these messages that are sent out here about women of African descent, is it different for white women? When we talk about this internalized oppression, does it land differently on white women than it does on women of African descent?
Well, it is not necessarily something, the media images have an impact on white women as much as they do on African American women.
Can we see like anorexia within that culture as kind of a response?
With body image issues, with issues of, looksism, the most beautiful person is most successful, is the happiest person, and then we decide that we're going to establish an unrealistic idea of what beautiful is. But the impact that African-American women have such a long legacy of being told that the way we look is not acceptable, the way we act is not acceptable, that we are not supposed to take care of ourselves, that we are not a priority, not just in society overall, you know, in American society, that our issues are not a priority. And this is one. This was one of my big concerns when I started this work, was that on predominantly white campuses, we weren't training African American women to be leaders. And I thought that that was the most devastating part of this whole issue, because African-American women, you know, I talk to women who are in their 50s, and they are at once caring for their partners, their parents, their children, and their grandchildren. But they don't have as much of a voice as they should about domestic policy, foreign affairs, issues that really impact us.
When we look at women of African descent, and we look at the weight of this, do we see it manifesting itself in the choices that women make for their in their business lives?
Well, definitely. Because, you know, I used to tell people when I first started working that I would have coworkers who would bring brownies and cookies to things, and they might stay after meetings to help straighten up. And I was like, I'm avoiding those activities because I don't want you to put me in a category of the person who's always cleaning up or the person who's making everyone else comfortable. But oftentimes, you know, we find ourselves in situations where, well, let me just give you an example. When I first started working, my best friend and I used to call each other, and we'd say every day, and we were like, we're exhausted. And she'd say, what are you exhausted from? And I was like, being black today.
Mm-hmm.
And she totally got it, and I totally got it when she said that,
mm-hmm.
because we were navigating and manipulating systems where we were one of the only African-American people, or,
Are there studies out there that talk about this, that talk about the weight of that thing, the weight of being the only person of African descent in the room, the weight of being the only person, and particularly the only woman of African descent in the business, in the joint, in the discussion?
Yeah, there are. I can't necessarily cite the particular authors right now, but there are researchers who've spent some time trying to understand the impact of this thing, this acculturative stress, or what I often call minority status stress. And it's not a phrase I coined, but it is the phrase used to describe that phenomenon of being the only person in the room, feeling like you have to set an example oftentimes for other African-American people, and also being fearful that other African-American people will come into the environment and not maintain the reputation or the example that you've tried to set in the environment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And so these kinds of things are very stressful. Not having the liberty to relax in a way that your colleagues might have the liberty to relax, always having to maintain a very professional facade or just demeanor, even if it's not a facade, and then, you know, experience criticism from other colleagues who say, you don't know how to relax, you don't know how to relate to other people.
You're so serious all the time.
Yes.
You're always so serious.
Exactly.
Don't you know how to have fun?
Yeah, that, you're unapproachable. Yes.
That too. That happens with women of African descent all the time.
Oh, definitely.
Because you act in a business type of way, you're deemed to be unapproachable.
Right, and you know, we all live in these environments with this script from our parents that we can't let our guard down, you know, or from our communities that we have to be better than other people, you know, and
not only that you have to be better than other people, but you do not want to, and this is the weight, one of the weights of being in this world at this time, you do not want to do anything that adds fuel to or continues the stereotypes that have been the wicked racist stereotypes that have been put out before you.
Exactly.
Do you eat watermelon in public?
I do, actually.
But you know what I mean.
Right,
but
I have made a very conscious effort to embrace those things about my culture that other people, you know, that I appreciate, and other people are fearful of because they are afraid that they might stereotype us.
Exactly. For example, when we had Bill Cosby criticizing these babies for naming their children Shaniqua,
right.
And to me, that is a fearless act. When you see white people coming to this country and changing their name from Kalwinski to
right.
Smith, when you live in a society that tells you you're supposed to change your name to Smith, and you see African children saying, I want my baby's name Shaniqua, so that the world knows every time they say her name that you're talking about a black child, an African child,
exactly.
That's an act of fearlessness.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that so many African-American people have been afraid of, what we call optimal resistance. That you see, it is exemplified more in those people who have less education and fewer economic resources than it is. They tend to be able to go through the world more fearlessly than those of us who try to get the education and get more, you know, and have more economic resources.
We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Savitra Dixon Saxon, faculty chair of the Masters of Science in Mental Health Counseling at Walden University, joining us from Rolla, North Carolina. We're talking about the depiction of women of African descent and the psychological impact on them. You know what I'm talking about. Don Imus and so much more. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
The Missouri Botanical Garden is seeking knowledgeable gardeners to volunteer their time and talents at the Kemper Center for Home Gardening. Whether a current or retired professional horticulturalist, master gardener, or experienced amateur gardener, you can put your expertise to work as a plant doctor. Shifts are available at the plant doctor desk inside the Kemper Center. Daily shifts are available Monday through Saturday from 10 to 3. For more information, call 314-577-5187. News to gardeners from Radio Free St. Louis.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your health care needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program,
how come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with Dr. Savitra Dixon Saxon, faculty chair of the Masters of Science and Mental Health Counseling at Walden University. She's joining us from Rolla, North Carolina. We're talking about the depiction of African women in today's society and its psychological impact on the identity and development of a woman of African descent. And Dr. Dixon Saxon, Are there ways that we could go about, that professionals can go about, in promoting good mental health for women of African descent? What should be done?
Well, there are a lot of things that I try to tell people. I think that one of the things that we have to do is communicate with each other, establish networks with each other. When we find ourselves in environments and communities where there are not a lot of African-American people around, it's important to seek out those networks, even if you can't do it physically, virtually. I used to tell my students all of the time that when they came to the university campus, surround yourself with the people who love you and you love, you know, with pictures of those people. The other thing that I think that is that we can't be afraid to tell the family secrets, at least to each other. And we have a lot of African-American women who are very fearful to talk about their real experiences for fear of how they'll be perceived, that they might be perceived as traitors to the African-American experience. And they feel like they are somehow weaker because they experience the stress of being a marginalized person in this society, and they have a difficult time coping with it. That's real. It's very real.
It's absolutely.
And
real.
It's nothing wrong with saying, I need help with this. I need some support with this. I always tell when I talk to groups of African-American women that it's really important to have a mother, daughter, sister, friend circle. You know, that African-American woman or role model who has had experiences and can share with you from the perspective of wisdom and knowledge and experience.
I can't tell you how critical that those relationships that I have in my life are. I couldn't do it. I could not do it if I did not have those relationships out there, because this ain't no joke.
Right. It's not. And it's really important, you know, when you have the ability to talk to someone else who has, and I'm going to say something here that I try to impart to people, someone who has successfully navigated and manipulated systems for her benefit and the benefit of those people she was caring for, that's really important, because that's what's required for all of us. Regardless of our ethnicity or our gender, we have to successfully navigate and manipulate systems so that we can get the most from those systems.
And when we look around, if some of us are hesitant out there to do it or think that it is something that is another demonstration of weakness, look at, and I'm not talking about look at white men as role models, but look at the institutions that they have created just for that reason. They have all white male clubs for that reason.
Right.
For exactly that reason, to empower them, to give them navigation,
mm-hmm.
and to continue to affirm within their group their position in this world.
Right.
So women of African descent need to understand that it is within human nature. Now what they do is a lot of times evil and wrong,
mm-hmm.
but within human nature we need that.
Right. And it's you know, again, I will add this disclaimer. I don't want to sound like a resegregationist, but this is something that in previous times in our society we've been able to get in our communities very easily. If it were nothing but talking to a person as we hung clothes out on the clothesline, or, you know, going to sit on the porch of an elder in our community who was able to share some knowledge about so many things. I think one of the reasons that so many African-American partners and couples and relationships have difficulty is because we don't have those, we are not communicating with our elders who can tell us about navigating these systems and relationships, you know, within the stress that you have to deal with just operating in this society and in this world.
And when we look at for me, I think that one of the worst things that has happened to our community has been the desegregation of our schools.
Okay, so you're going to go so far as to sound like a resegregationist.
you know, I mean, because we lost our communities.
We did.
Lost our connection with one another, and then we were put into an environment that doesn't protect or value us.
Well, I try to present a palatable argument compliment because I do think that a lot of what I say sounds like I am a resegregationist. But this is what I'll say. We've learned that you have to assess everything that you do. And we did not continuously assess what was happening to our communities as a result of desegregation. We were never fully integrated, and we lost some valuable components of those schools that our parents and our and some of our older aunts and uncles had the benefit of, and that was to have people constantly validating your cultural experience and people always focusing on those skills that you needed to navigate the society as a marginalized person. Very few schools have conversations with students or children about racism, its impact on them, and what they need to do to navigate that.
Absolutely.
And it's necessary. And we also have parents who have decided that they don't have to have that conversation with their children. They have more now, so I can provide my child with private school, with soccer lessons, with ballet lessons, with violin lessons. And that means that we have arrived and we live in integrated environments. So I don't have to teach my child how to navigate a racist society. And unfortunately, as someone who was, a higher ed administrator for probably about 16 or 17 years, those were the students who had the greatest difficulty coming into environments and colleges and universities and finding out that America is still a very racist society.
They're going to wake up when they're 45 and say, dang.
Right.
You know, they're going to have high blood pressure. They're going to have all kinds of issues, because it's going to take them that long to catch up to and believe the world that they live in.
Well, Liz, many of them were unsuccessful in college. It didn't take until they were 45. Many of them had such a difficult time they couldn't understand.
But I'm talking about the belief of it.
Right,
I'm talking
right.
about the belief
right.
of that this is the world that we live in. I'm not, because they keep hope alive. Okay,
yes.
Well, they keep hope alive. But
yes.
The fact of the matter is this is the world that we live in.
Right. And, what I try to share with people when I talk about African-American women is that African-American women have two intersecting marginalized identities, that of being a gendered person, a female person in this society, and that of being a person of African descent in this society. And those two identities are developing throughout the lifespan, but they call for different levels of support. There are different challenges at each stage of identity because of those two marginalized identities, which is different for African American men and different for white women.
And I would love to have a conversation with all of the children that were the first in these schools, like in Little Rock, the conversations with them about what it was really, honestly, no holds barred like. Because what I've seen is I've seen a lot of these people who have experienced that, who have said, I've heard them on Oprah, I've heard them on other shows, I've had them on my show. You know what they say, Dr. Dixon Saxon?
Right.
They say they never talked to their kids about what they went through.
Right.
That's the dirty secret
yes.
that we need to be talking about, because they have been so traumatized by that, and then society telling them that they did a wonderful thing. For me, I almost believe that it is child abuse
yeah.
to put a child in a situation like that, because oftentimes they don't have the vocabulary to articulate what the things that are being done to them.
You're exactly right. I couldn't agree more. I don't have to add anything to that.
So, Dr. Dixon Saxon, you have written a paper on this.
Yes, I did I started doing my dissertation research probably about 4 years before I started working on it. And at that time, I was really concerned because my mother and my aunts were just aggravating me so about weight. And they were obsessed about their own weight. And I was like, I could appreciate it, but it seems almost an unhealthy obsession. And so I started paying attention to people around me. And initially I was interested in body image issues in African-American women. But then I started realizing that there was so much more to this issue of internalized oppression. And at first that was all I focused on. But I started doing focus groups and interviews with African-American women. And they were actually young women between about 18 and 22. And they started telling me of their perceptions of internalized oppression and describing the experiences, their experiences as children, the experiences of their mothers and their grandmothers and what they had witnessed of these people's behavior, to the point that I was able to develop a lifespan identity development model that focused on not just internalized oppression but positive self-definition, which is the opposite, more or less, of internalized oppression.
Mm. Dr. Savitra Dixon-Saxon, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the wake-up call. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. I will be back in the next hour. We're going to be talking about, so what do these pharmaceuticals do with all of that money? They say they're giving it to charities, but are they? Or are they giving it to people that are going to make you think a certain thing about the pharmaceuticals out here? We're going to have that discussion in the next hour. Stay with me.
The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how is this thing?
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease.
For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The tense vigil continues for families and friends of six men trapped in a Utah coal mine cave-in. A desperate rescue attempt has been continuing nonstop since the collapse yesterday, but their fate remains unknown. ABC's Neil Kurlinski has the latest.
Families of the six have gathered overnight. They're keeping together, keeping close, praying for good news. But mine officials say it will be some time before, frankly, they have any news at all. They say it will be 2 to 3 days before they can even get deep enough inside this mountain to determine if the six men even survived that cave-in.
However, mine officials say if they did, there's a good chance they're still alive. They're in a spot in the mountain that has a healthy air supply. Minneapolis commuters are trying to get to work today without a key highway bridge. ABC's Jim Ryan says they're doing the best they can.
Transportation planners and law enforcers say the Monday commute was about as good as it could have been. Large numbers of workers rode mass transit, which was being offered free, or shared the ride with friends or family. And the police say that despite some slowdowns around the site of the bridge collapse, there was no road rage. They're hoping for the same today.
Meanwhile, recovery efforts continue in the river below, where Navy divers have joined in the search for 8 people missing and believed trapped in the wreckage. The Fed is meeting today amid a volatile week on Wall Street. Paul Maidment of Forbes.com says so far, Fed policymakers have been right about the economy.
The economy is actually playing out as the Fed predicted. The sluggishness we saw in the first quarter went away in the second quarter, and the economy seems to be on track for this slightly subpar growth for the rest of this year and into next year.
Women who get breast implants are 3 times more likely to commit suicide or die from a drug or alcohol overdose. More evidence that plastic surgeons should consider a woman's mental state before operating on her body. Researchers call this another reason for women thinking of having children to maintain a healthy weight. A new study suggests obese women are 1/3 more likely to deliver babies with major defects, including spina bifida and heart problems. This is ABC News.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motocraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
One of America's top directors has some free advice for troubled actress Lindsay Lohan.
I'm just such an easy target.
That was Lindsay Lohan before her second DUI arrest in July, an arrest in which police said cocaine was found in her pocket. Director Brett Ratner, rumored to have once dated Lohan, told me,
drugs is an addiction, so I think it's important that she gets her act straight, and I think she'll have many more opportunities.
Ratner offers this advice for Lohan and other actors who mess up their lives.
Study your craft. When you're not making a movie, don't go to parties, because I don't know if a lot of these people will be around 10 years from now.
Will a studio take a chance and hire Lindsay Lohan again?
Talent lasts, and when you have talent, you know, that's really what makes a difference.
Brett Ratner's Rush Hour 3 opens this Friday. Bill Deal, ABC News.
It didn't take long for police in Estonia to discover why a man was driving all over the road. Initially, they thought he was drunk, but they figured out he was blind when he kept missing the tube to blow into the breathalyzer test. He said he'd been driving with assistance from a passenger. I'm Karen Chase, ABC
News. Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This WGNU News Report is sponsored by CNC Fitness, your key to balanced fitness. I'm Peyton Colston. One Missouri lawmaker who strongly supports the new Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Act, or FISA, is U.S. Senator for Missouri Kit Bond. Shortly before the act's approval, Bond spoke out in favor of the way it changes the law to allow the U.S. government to eavesdrop without a warrant on international calls and emails made or sent by U.S. citizens from within the United States.
It is absolutely critical for our national security that we change the law, which currently, by its application, is denying our intelligence community a very significant portion of the signals intelligence that they could collect on Al-Qaeda and other terrorist sources.
Under the new rules, which are up for renewal in 6 months, the only role the U.S. courts play is to review the procedures used after the surveillance has already been carried out. In the Metro East, two communities are asking residents to conserve water. We get the details from WGNU's Rich LaCroix.
Officials in Edwardsville and Glen Carbon remind residents to cut back on non-essentials such as watering lawns and washing cars. The conservation effort is the result of a power failure at an Edwardsville booster station that powers the pump for one of the city's water towers and a computer glitch at a storage tank in neighboring Glen Carbon. Edwardsville has opened up a direct line to help supply Glen Carbon's immediate needs. The voluntary conservation program remains in effect for the communities until further notice.
That's WGNU's Rich LaCroix. Balanced fitness is more than just exercise. Discover how massage therapy from CNC Fitness can help you stay balanced. Call 314-349-9457, 314-359-9457. This WGNU News report's been sponsored by CNC Fitness, your key to balanced fitness. I'm Peyton Colston for AM 920.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and your weather. A lot of things going on. Southbound 67 between 94 and Missouri River. Look for 67 closed at the Missouri River due to an accident. Look for delays if you're trying to hold up there. Southbound 270 from Dorset through Page. Look for heavy volume due to a vehicle on fire. That's reported at Page and 364. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and 170. Look for stop-and-go traffic. There's an accident. Shoulders blocked. It's east of 170. Westbound 270 from 203 in the Canal Bridge. Accident's been cleared on the Canal Bridge. Look for very slow traffic trying to get into the Missouri side. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and 170. There's an accident in opposing lanes and is causing slow traffic in both directions. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Meraz overpass through 270. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. Look for an accident. It's been cleared. That's south of Doherty Ferry. It's causing some more delays at that 44-270 interchange. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for delays. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns. And westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A heat excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Friday evening. Otherwise, very hot, mostly sunny, highs around 101. The heat index will be around 108 by late morning, early afternoon. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 80. The heat index will still be around 102 by early this evening. Wednesday and Thursday are pretty much the same, partly cloudy both days, very hot both days, highs around 102, with the heat index expected to reach up to 110 by late morning, early afternoon on both days. Stay cool, drink plenty of fluids, and try to stay inside and stay as cool as you possibly can. Currently, we have 84 degrees under scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 87. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. More riveting radio with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have so much business to tend to. One of the things, out of all of the many things that I talk about here on my show, we talk about responsibility. We talk about accountability. And we talk about how people attempt or are successful in getting around rules of accountability. We're going to talk about pharmaceuticals this morning. And we're going to talk about what they are not doing with attorney Sarah Remington. She's an attorney with Essential Action, and she's joining us from Washington, D.C. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great.
Talk to us about There's a group of people, a health coalition, if you will, that's calling on Big Pharma to disclose their educational and charitable funding. First of all, talk to us about who these people are and tell us why that's important.
Sure. Well, we have 44 public health and consumer groups around the world, as well as approximately 30 individual medical professionals, et cetera, that are very, and they include groups like Oxfam International, Health Accountability, Health Action International, which is exists in every continent, as well as ourselves, Essential Action, the Project for Integrity in Science, and a number of other groups. And we're very concerned about how the practice of medicine and has been distorted heavily by pharmaceutical industry funding of various types of activities, from medical education to various patient advocacy groups, because it's shown to distort the types of information that comes out to the public, prescribing patterns of doctors, et cetera. So we're calling, as just a first step, for the disclosure of pharmaceutical industry funding of continuing medical education and of various charitable activities. So at the very least, we can see where this money is going, because it's often very difficult to kind of parse out these relationships and where money's coming from and how it works. It's a very complex web, usually.
Do we have the right to ask them to do that?
Sure we do.
And hold that thought. We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Sarah Remington. She's an attorney with Essential Action. She's joining us from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about calling upon Big Pharma to disclose educational and charitable funding. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake-Up Call. Stay with us. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Sarah Remington, an attorney with Essential Action, joining us from Washington, D.C. And we're talking about how a number of over 30 health coalition members are organizations, actually, are calling on Big Pharma to disclose educational and charitable funding. And, Sarah, I left you with the question of do we have a right to ask them to disclose this? And I guess a better way of putting that is, under what authority do we have this right?
Oh, we have it under numerous laws and regulations, of course, and there's many different ways responsibility is held. It's the government, federal government and various state governments regulate, you know, our health and safety, the health and safety of our drugs, the medical practices, all sorts of ways. And, you know, of course, it's, in fact, some would say a duty of the government, federal and state governments, to protect the health and safety of citizens, and certainly of the Food and Drug Administration, to protect consumers from dangerous drugs and products. So it's all linked to that, and it's beyond, you know, sure, definitely, absolutely a right.
So what do we hope to find when we get, I'm looking at this letter that was sent to Pfizer, for example, requesting them to publish a complete list of all of the charitable and educational grants and gifts made by Pfizer, its subsidiaries and affiliates and associated foundations. What are some of the things that we're hoping to find when we get this information?
We would hope that, and we're asking for it to be made public on things like websites, et cetera. What we're hoping to see is which think tanks and patient groups are receiving money, so we can determine when recommendations, policy recommendations are being made, or recommendations about the health of a drug or certain treatments are being promoted.
It's kind of like,
you know,
a campaign.
Where they're getting money from.
It's kind of like a campaign finance report.
Sure.
So that we can look
like
at a candidate, we can look at a candidate and say, well, if you've gotten $50 million from tobacco, I know where you stand on that issue.
Exactly. And, I mean, a perfect example is there was a doctor named Susan Finston that was writing articles, and this is documented in a 2005 New York Times article. She works for the Institute of Policy Innovation. It's a research group in Texas, and she was writing editorials and opinion articles in the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal, calling for efforts to block developing countries from breaking patents on AIDS drugs, and, you know, claiming that lots of different issues there, but she was calling herself a research associate in the Institute. Well, it was recently, it's just a few months before she wrote all those articles, she was actually a registered lobbyist for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association of America. We call it PhRMA. And that's the drug industry's trade group. And, you know, they have a definite interest in not seeing, seeing patents held up in developing countries, honored in developing countries where people aren't getting any access to medicines. And that keeps prices really, really high and out of reach. So, you know, we say, you know, we need to disclose when these people are receiving, we need to see these relationships so we can assess information.
And aren't we also concerned about the pharmaceutical companies supporting certain groups that may prevent us from finding out about safety concerns that we should have about some of these pharmaceuticals?
Sure, yeah. I mean, and I would never say that most of the time it's not purposeful, withholding of information. Let's be very clear. But yes, I mean, a lot of different groups like the NASTIO Osteoporosis Foundation, various patient groups take a lot of money from the pharmaceutical industry. The National Osteoporosis Foundation took a lot of money from Merck, and ultimately they ended up promoting a new condition, a pre-osteoporosis condition called osteopenia, and it's, they were saying very young women were at risk of getting osteoporosis, and they were suggesting a certain bone loss drug called Fosamax, and that was a Merck drug. And honestly, a lot of research has been written about this, and people think that this condition is actually potentially not really an important condition. And
so we're talking about an over-promotion of certain conditions.
Over-promotion of certain conditions, promotion of drugs, maybe ignoring some negative safety information, what comes up in studies. Often industry funding just creates pressure on people to either just kind of sweep potential problems to the side, or, you know, that type of problem. It's very, very common. It's been well documented in several, the Journal of American Medical Association, several studies by them, as well as The Lancet, the major medical journal in the UK. It's just a huge hot topic in the medical community throughout the United States and the Western world.
One of the concerns that you all articulate in the letters that you have sent out to these pharmaceutical companies is that charitable organizations may be used as conduits to fund doctors of their research, circumventing normal disclosure requirements and rules. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just such a very complicated thing. Specifically, there's many problems with this kind of thing. Lots of research is funded through various organizations that are specialists in either certain types of diseases or certain types of general health problems, and doctors receive payment through these organizations, and they're getting their money at the same time from the pharmaceutical industry, and it's just a very complex web, but, you know, studies still show even if doctors aren't aware that a lot of them think, well, I agree with this type of research, I agree with this type of with promoting this certain drug, and they don't seem to consciously realize that it may cause them to kind of dismiss when they see evidence of perhaps problems in their studies. Often it doesn't end up getting reported, or it's sort of a strange subconscious thing that happens, and it's not as direct as when money is coming, say, from the federal government or directly from a pharmaceutical company, when it's kind of shuttled through, you know, an organization that appears to be more independent. It gives an appearance that things aren't kind of controlled, but again, there's just so many studies that show whether doctors are conscious of it or not, they are influenced, unfortunately, by research dollars coming their way through industry and not necessarily directly.
Is there some way that Congress can weigh in on this?
Sure, and there is a lot of concern there. You know, Senator Grassley of Iowa has often been very, very concerned about, in particular, about the money going through continuing medical education. There's a lot of different things that can be done. At the state levels, you can push regulation of continuing medical education. You can push for much stricter requirements than exist now. Now, you know, just calling, many of these state groups are just calling for disclosure of conflicts of interest, disclosure of funding, certain, you know, regulations that are kind of narrow or not covering everything. And people could push for these boards to not accept money at all from pharmaceutical industry. You can push for doctors to pay, like in many other professions, the legal profession, et cetera, to pay for their own education. I mean, it can all be regulated through codes, because as we all know, professions are very well regulated at the state level. And you can start at the federal level by asking the larger medical associations to change their policies to be much stricter about accepting corporate money. But, you know, what we're asking for here is a lot less than that. We're not saying let's push for outright bans on pharma money. We're saying let's at least see what they're giving. But certainly many of our coalition members would push for the outright bans on pharmaceutical money, for sure.
And you sent this letter out on July 26th. Have you heard anything back?
Not yet, but we'll keep you posted. We haven't heard a single thing.
Very good. I want to thank you, Sarah Remington, attorney with Essential Action. Where can people go to find out more information?
There's a website called Pharma Disclose, pharmadisclose.org. You can see the letter. You can see the groups and the individuals that signed it, and there are a number of issue areas and articles. You can read up on the issue yourself.
Very good. Sarah Remington, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care now. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Southbound 270 at Dorset and Page. There's a vehicle on fire reported at Page. Look for southbound 67 between 94 and the Missouri River is closed at the Missouri River due to an accident. Look for delays there. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and 170. Look for an accident. The shoulder's blocked. That's east of 70. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from 203 in the Canal Bridge. Look for an accident. It's been cleared on the Canal Bridge, but it's causing some slowdowns there. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and 170. There's an accident in opposing lanes. Look for slowdowns as a result. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the landing into all the way back through the Illinois Bank. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Mraz overpass through 270. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 270. Consequently, from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for an accident that's been cleared south of Doherty Ferry, and it slows there and then again at the 44 exchange. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, look for traffic to be easing. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays, but everything seems to be rolling steady this hour. Westbound 270 at West Florissant and Washington Elizabeth, look for some slowdowns there. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, look for some slowdowns there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. on Friday evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, very hot, high around 101, with the heat index reaching around 108 by late morning, early afternoon. Do what you can to stay cool. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 80. The highest heat index will still be around 102 by early in the evening. Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy, very hot, high around 102 both days, with the heat index expected to reach around 110 by late morning, early afternoon. So do what you can to stay cool, and that is a look at your traffic and weather. Currently we have 83 degrees and scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 87. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Kirby Van Hirsch. You won't believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistants cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cast. Kirby Van Burch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Burch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big-boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all of that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to the chief of an Apache tribe, Winsler Nosy. And we're talking about a tribe that is defying our good Congress. We're going to be talking about a letter that they sent to George W. Bush. The efforts afoot to mine uranium on their land. We're going to be talking about that and talking to Chief Winsler Nosy in the next hour. You don't want to miss that discussion and the impact upon the Apache people and the fact that this is a historical fight going back hundreds of years. So you don't want to miss that discussion. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com, at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. We have so much business to attend to. There was an action out there. Honk if you want impeachment. In Maryland, at a busy intersection in a conservative town of Hampstead yesterday. There were seven people that gathered together, waving signs, calling on these drivers to honk for George Bush's impeachment. And the honks and the blasts from cars and trucks pierced the air at a rate of 2 per minute. Honk if you want impeachment. You know what? I think that people should take that campaign to their elected officials' houses, to the United States Senate. You take it to your senator and just sit out there and honk 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 because you want impeachment and they're too scared to move on it. I look at some of the things that are happening out here. I look at Barack Obama. I would say that Hillary Clinton punked Barack. I would say that Hillary Clinton punked Barack. When Hillary Clinton came out here acting like she was, the toughest dude on the block. No, I'm not talking to these guys. That's not something that we do. And Barack Obama said, well, we need to talk to people. Okay, I thought that was cool. At that point, we have a distinction. We have George Bush and we have Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton being George Bush, Barack Obama being Barack Obama. Then Barack went one step. Then which one is it? Barack Obama then said, well, no, I'm not going to take off the table rolling up into Pakistan and starting a war in Pakistan. Which one is it? Which one is it? Barack, she punked you. And now we have all of these. Hillary Clinton, I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton is hitting her, as a friend of mine told me yesterday, Hillary Clinton is hitting her stride. And, good googly moogly. Good googly moogly. Trust me, folks, America, and I know America well. I've been in America all my life, born here. I've been in America all of my life. Trust me, Hillary Clinton, nobody in America, no, let me take that back. America is not going to elect a woman president. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. What the Republicans are going to do, if you notice, Republicans are pushing Hillary. They want it to be Hillary. Hillary's going to pick Satan's son to be her vice president. And I say that because she's going to pick some man that's going to give the impression that he's tough. He's tough. He puts the T in tough. I don't want to see Bill Clinton back. I don't. I do not want to see Bill Clinton back. I don't. We've done our time. Let's do something different. Let's do something. I don't. Oh, I don't. Please. Please. No, I don't. I don't. And the reason why that the Republicans are pushing Hillary, because in the world that we live in, it's easier to beat up on a white woman than it is to beat up on a black man. It's harder. It takes a more nuanced approach to beat up on a black man. Okay? Not that the energy's not there, not that the desire's not there, not that the whole thing is not there, but it's more challenging to do it. It's easier to beat up on Hillary Clinton. Society is cool with beating up on women. We live in a society, you know, that in this state, women that went to a police department and said, I have been raped, prior to this year, they had to pay for their own rape kits. I mean, what kind of crazy world do we live in? What kind of crazy world do we live in? You know, that people call these certain T-shirts that men wear wife beater T-shirts. Is it because there's such a prevalence of men out here who beat their wives that they have a uniform? That there is a uniform for them? So when we make this assessment about whether or not a Hillary Clinton can be the president of the United States, I don't see it. I don't see the energy for it. I don't see the belief system in place for it. And you know what? And I don't think it's because she's such a has been deemed in the media by some in the media to be a polarizing person. I don't think it's that. I don't think that is it at all. I think it's because we live in a sexist society. And when America has these attitudes, feelings, worldviews, understandings, it's to the core. It's to the bone. It is. It's to the bone. And Hillary has already demonstrated that she wants to take the worst behavior of men and make certain that she is able to engage in that. That she can nuke, that she can kill. And I, for one, am not comforted by a woman who is aggressive as a man to engage in brutality. And war is brutality. I don't think it makes you tough. And I have a question for you. Has anybody seen Chelsea lately? Whatever happened to Chelsea? Is she still alive? What's up with the daughter? Haven't seen the daughter lately, and she is of age, isn't she? She's what, 22, 23, 24 maybe? Huh. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton is ahead in the polls. I'm still thinking it's going to be Edwards. It's going to be interesting. He's ahead in Iowa. Barack is coming in second, and Hillary's in third in Iowa. Hillary got booed at the liberal convention there, bloggers convention. Although the mainstream media, although I'd like to think I'm mainstream. The mainstream media is saying that she got the blogger support. I don't think she did. Even though her husband had lunch with the Daily Cause. And right after that, they bagged up off of Joe Lieberman. How scary is that? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. I ain't done here.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
New research shows that clothing and reducing sun exposure may be the most effective forms of sun protection. Look for tightly woven, dark-colored clothing or clothing with a UPF rating of 30. If you can see the sun through the fabric, it's not protecting you very well. Your favorite pair of jeans provides the best protection available. When used with sunscreens, clothing is your best defense. For more info on how to choose the best sun protective clothing, visit skincancer.org. Something for you from WGNU.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Cindy Meyer, inviting you to join me every Tuesday afternoon at 1 for the Holistic Voice on AM 920 WGNU. The phrase holistic health describes a philosophy of well-being that considers the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of your life as they balance and interconnect with each other. Each week, my guests and I will help you as you seek to attain more balance in your life. Join me, Cindy Meyer, for the Holistic Voice, Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Good morning. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Mr. Russell.
Yes, ma'am. I've been calling to tell you since I started advertising with you, my business have increased 50%.
And we're talking about Mr. Russell of Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you've gotten lots and lots of calls.
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind, so you're really busy out there?
Really busy, yeah.
So so I guess you would say that advertising on the show has helped your business?
Exactly. I would recommend any business owner to call your show and you get results.
I've had people call in, Mr. Russell, and talk about your carpet and your upholstery cleaning, the kind of work that you do for them, and people are very, very, very pleased with what it is that you do.
I'm glad to hear that.
And one of the things that they talk about is that you bring out all of this wonderful equipment to their homes. How long have you been doing the carpet cleaning?
13 years. I've been cleaning carpets, and I received my certification while working for DuPont Flooring System, cleaning high-rise office buildings and commercial buildings. And then I went on my own two years ago.
Very.
Part-time, and now I'm doing it full-time.
Very. Go ahead.
Also strip and wax down tile floors, ceramic floors, and extract water damage from sewer backups.
Excellent. Very, very good. So, Mr. Russell, where would people call to be able to take advantage of your carpet and upholstery cleaning?
That would be 314-315-7075.
That's 315-7075.
Right.
Mr. Russell, thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us.
Just a minute, Lisa. I wonder if I could plug one of the WGNU's King Carlos Resolution Show, live music, Saturday night from 11 to 1.
All right now. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you look, if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And one of the things that I really enjoy about doing what I do is making those kinds of connections out there. And if you are a business that really wants to get some advertising done and have some advertising done well, advertising work for you, you can give me a call at 367-2743. That's 367-2743. If you want your business or your activity or your event advertised, give me a call at 367-2743, and we will get the word that you need out there in a very, very, very effective way. That's 367-2743. Call at any time, and we will get right back to you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And as we continue to take a look here at the issues that are confronting us, we're going to have some really interesting and stories and information for you on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch tomorrow. A lot of breaking stories, a lot of information out there. One of the issues is one that is percolating through the teachers' union. What is happening? What kind of negotiations are being engaged in right now on behalf of the teachers? We're going to have some of that conversation tomorrow on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Should we be concerned that a member of the Carpenters Union is now the labor advisor to Rick Sullivan? That's Boy George Light. Should we be concerned about that, given the fact that the Carpenters Union is pushing for and has been an advocate of the elimination of your high school diploma as we know it? They want to make a worthless diploma. They want to advocate for that. So are we going to be talking about that tomorrow on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, as well as other issues out there? You don't want to miss that tomorrow on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And we have all kinds of issues once again percolating through the city of St. Louis as we talk on Thursday with Eye on the Loo, the fire department issue with our concerning our chief. the first chief of African descent. We're going to be talking about some more about that on Thursday. We're going to be talking some more about how things are, how is Jay Nixon doing out there? How is Jay Nixon doing out there in the world? We're going to be talking about that on Thursday when we have our eye on the Lou. Don't want to miss that. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And one of the things that I haven't done on this show is as much as I would like, because this isn't going to be an interesting gubernatorial race. This is going to be an interesting race with Matt Blunt and Jay Nixon. Jay Nixon is, I can't think of anything good to say about Jay Nixon. He is the type of Democrat that is very, very problematic. And then we have Matt Blunt, very problematic. So we need to have a discussion about this. One of the things that I am pleased about is the fact that we no longer have straight ballot voting. Straight ticket voting, where you just punch one and then you punched all the Democrat or you punched all the Republican candidates. I think Jay Nixon is someone that we need to think about. Think about it. These are amazing times. These are amazing political times, and we need to think long and hard about the people that we are willing to give away, or even if you don't want to say give away, let's just say give our support to. So that's something that we're going to also be taking a look at when we do Eye on the Lou. On a Thursday, many things going to be coming at you. Amazing local things that are going on out here in the political world that are kind of reflective of what is happening out here in the national world. In the next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Chairman Winsler Nosey. He is the chief of the Apache tribe. That is challenging our good government's attempt to mine uranium on public land. Oh, good God. Good God, we have so much stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about that and the impact that decision has and will have. Public land available for uranium mining, huh? We're going to be talking about that this morning with Winsler Nosey, Chairman Winsler Nosey. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break here at 1-877-920-WGNU. You don't want to miss the discussion in the next hour. Stay with me.
Revolution in the air, tell the brothers how to understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell the brothers how to understand.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you sit there?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Still no word on the fate of six missing miners trapped in a coal mine collapse in Utah. ABC's Neil Karlinski is monitoring rescue efforts.
Rescuers worked feverishly yesterday for about 16 hours to try and reach the six men, but they were hampered by some falling rocks and debris. There was also a piece of machinery brought in called a continuous miner that's going to help clear a path for rescuers. Officials are also attempting to try and punch some vent holes into the area where those men are trapped to try and get some fresh air from a parallel mine.
Mine officials say there's a good chance they're still alive if they survive the collapse because they're in a part of the mountain with an air supply. Navy divers have joined the efforts to search for the missing and remove wreckage from the Minneapolis bridge collapse. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
The U.S. Navy has sent three salvage teams to Minneapolis. They'll work in shifts around the clock to help in the effort to find the remains of the eight people who might still be missing in the river. An FBI team also has arrived and brought a small remote-controlled submarine to the effort. In the dark and hazardous environment of the swift-moving Mississippi River, the sub can take its camera and sonar where a human diver can't go. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Minneapolis.
Will it be another wild day on Wall Street? ABC's Diana Goladriga takes a look at the driving forces behind the markets.
The reason for the volatility is the disconnect between the economy, which measures current and even past conditions, and a stock market, which is a forward-looking indicator, and it's already factoring in the potential aftermath of what the housing recession and credit situation can lead to. But you have to keep in mind that the Dow is up 8% for this year so far, even with all this volatility.
Hold the paddles. It turns out defibrillators can be just as dangerous as they are life-saving. Researchers say, yes, they can restart stopped hearts, but in people with a potentially fatal heart defect, they can also deliver unnecessary jolts and expose patients to deadly risks. They're now tallying up the pluses and minuses to find out how often they're worth the risk. This is ABC News.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and dues of vehicles expert. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
It's an unexpected effect from the smoking ban in Britain, ABC's Linda Albin explains.
Be careful what you wish for. Since the smoking ban went into effect here in England a month ago, the smell of cigarette smoke has been replaced by the stench of sweat, stale beer, drains, and, wait for it, flatulence. It appears that the cigarette smoke was masking the nastier odors, so much so that Mitchelson Butlers, which runs 2,000 pubs, has decided to test out so-called ozonic fragrances. So, in future, your Guinness and warm beer may be accompanied by the aroma of newly cut grass and ocean sea breeze. Linda Alpin, ABC News, London.
An overwhelming majority of Americans get it, sort of. 91% think texting while driving is as dangerous as drunk driving, but 57% admit they do it anyway. 89% believe it should be outlawed, but apparently 66% of people feel they're above the law since they admit they read texts or emails while driving. One state has banned texting while driving. At least six others are considering it. I'm Karen Chase, ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
It's time for another WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, the St. Louis County Police Department is reminding citizens that National Night Out is tonight. Millions of citizens across the country will join together in support of crime and drug prevention programs. Over 50 neighborhoods in St. Louis County will be hosting National Night Out events. Officers will be participating in neighborhood block meetings, park parties, and walks throughout the St. Louis County area. Officers will be speaking to residents on specific areas of crime prevention tailored to individuals' areas as well as general topics. St. Louis County Police Chief Jerry Lee says, quote, National Night Out serves as a visible reminder to would-be criminals that law-abiding citizens and police are united in their efforts to reduce crime. And in other news, WGNU's Rich LaCroix has the latest on the legal and political aftermath following the Tomsock Reservoir collapse.
The Missouri Public Service Commission is deciding whether to continue an investigation into the 2005 collapse of Ameren's Tomsock Reservoir. They would like to call more witnesses, but an attorney for the utility is asking for the investigation to be closed. The lawyer contends that Ameren had previously answered all the questions that the PSC has asked. The commission has spent 5 days over the past 2 weeks in Jefferson City questioning Ameren employees and officials about safety risks involved in the company's practices.
That's WGNU's Rich LaCroix. I'm Peyton Colston, and this has been a WGNU local report here on AM 920.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 9 o'clock hour. South or northbound 270, excuse me, from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to a disabled vehicle. The center lane's blocked. That's at the 44-270 overpass. Look for a lot of problems as you're trying to get onto 44 or off of 44. On to 270 and vice versa. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and 170. Slow traffic due to an accident. It's been cleared that it was east of 170. Westbound 40 from 270 through Mason. Look for lane closures removed east of Mason, but expect slow traffic as a result. Eastbound 44 from Mraz overpass through 270. Very slow go, like I said, as you're trying to get on northbound 270. Look for that center lane blocked. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for traffic to start to ease up this hour. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns, but everything should be running at the speed limit now. Westbound 64 is looking good from Bow Avenue to the 5570 split. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And westbound 270 from West Florissant through Washington Elizabeth. Look for slowdowns there. That is a result of your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday or Thursday. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Otherwise, very hot, mostly sunny with a high around 101. The heat index will be around 108 by late morning or early afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 80 with a highest heat index of around 102 still by early this evening. For Wednesday and Thursday, looks dreadful outside, partly cloudy, very hot, high around 102 with the heat index reaching 110 by late morning or early afternoon. Do what you can to stay cool, drink plenty of fluids, and dress in light colors. That is a look at your traffic and your weather. Currently, we have 86 degrees at 9:08. Under partly cloudy skies, Lambert Field is reporting 88. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. More with Liz Brown on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, film brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, and if you want to email me, we have an email address of revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. There are so many things that are going on in our world. So many things that are taking place right under our noses. Our good government is telling us that they just passed an energy bill. And buried in that energy bill, that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of an energy bill, is more money for nuclear energy. Haven't we learned anything? Haven't we learned anything? And there are so many components to the word no in the discussion of nuclear energy. We could pick the reasons, the no's of that apart and spend days talking about it, but we're just going to focus on one component, uranium. Uranium. And we're going to travel to southeastern Arizona to talk about it. And because it seems like there are several levels of problem with uranium, aside from the obvious of its danger. And another layer to this issue of uranium mining is the wear of it. And the wear of it is on public land. The wear of it is on protected land. Another level of it is that it's on protected land. And another layer of problems as we take apart the issue of uranium mining in this country is the who of it. We're going to have that discussion with the chairman of the Arizona Apache tribe, San Carlos Apache, Winsler Nosey. He's joining us from southeastern Arizona. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back.
There are thousands of children in the St. Louis area who are struggling to learn to read. If you are age 50 or older, enjoy working with children, and have an hour a week to volunteer, you could help one of these children as an OASIS tutor, mentor, and friend. Training, materials, and ongoing support are provided by school districts throughout the area. To see how you can help a child in a school near you, call 314-995-9506. Something for you from WGNU.
Summertime and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Does making your money work for you mystify you sometimes? You're one of those people that works hard for your money, and you want to keep it, right? Well, then you want to be sure to tune in each and every Tuesday afternoon at 12 noon for It's Your Money. Join me, Dave Gange, each week as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your money. It could be the most informative lunch hour you spend. It's Your Money, Tuesdays at noon, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I'm not the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad. And I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This hour, I am having a conversation with Chairman Winsler Nosey, Chairman of the San Carlos, Arizona Apache Tribe, joining us from southeastern Arizona, and we're talking about the legacy of uranium mining on a Native American land. Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Very good. Can we start at the beginning, Chairman? Can we go back to the history of mining uranium on Native American land? When did it begin, and what were the consequences of that?
Well, I know with some of the recorded records that we have, not only here in San Carlos in Arizona, but uranium started, way in the late 1800s, right into the 1900s more, causing the land to be really hazardous at this point. But, you know, now, as you just mentioned in your opening, about how they're now wanting to get more into nuclear, and they want to reopen a lot of these old shafts that have set there for years, and the possibility of a lot of, now that we understand it, the possibility of a lot of these things being airborne. But it's a complete worry for us here in Arizona.
Well, can you talk to us about what happened in New Mexico and in Church Rock with the mining of uranium?
Well, the only few things I know about right now, we're gathering information on it. But from what I know, you know, just the fact that I think the important thing is more people, especially where I'm hearing is Native people, are trying to get the word out to the public areas about what harmful events that may take place if it's mishandled, even if it's messed with, you know, things that are going to be airborne into the communities that people are not aware of. I think right now, scientifically, they're really getting into it to try to provide that information to people that are not aware of what's happening with uranium.
Talk to us, if you can, Chairman, about the people that are attempting to mine some of this uranium. These are private companies trying to get public lands. Explain how that's working.
Okay, well, there's two issues right now. One is the uranium, okay, which now they're trying to tap into here in Arizona. But the other thing is the copper mine. And the uranium, I guess you would call them the investors, the people who want to get into to mining uranium, are probably going to take the same steps as those of the copper mines. And what's happening right now, there's a lot of land exchange going on, proposed land exchange that in Congress they're introducing as bills. And what's going to be really devastating is that if this for mining land exchange on public land to federal land takes place, then we see that same example happening in with uranium.
What's a land exchange?
Land exchange means that, well, in the federal government has held land on forest land, you know, protected by the federal government, and what they're doing now is that they're beginning to do land exchange, giving a part of that land into industries or corporations and with the land exchange somewhere else. So buying off land here and exchanging it for the lands that have been held in trust. And that's the new movement right now that I think not only Native Americans but people in this country need to be aware of.
And what's the advantage for a company to if the government does that?
Well, the advantage for the company is that they'll be exempt from a lot of the federal laws that protect the environment, you know, from the land to the species to the air quality.
So if you wanted to do something on public land, you had to meet a lot of environmental regulations.
Yeah, that's held under the federal government as trust. And there's all these laws that protect that. And what's happening is that if this goes through, then we lose, you know, not just Native Americans. Let me make that clear. You know, America will lose a lot of these laws that were held strong to protect the environment. It's just going to become weakened. And this gives an opportunity, like for people who want to mine uranium, it gives them the opportunity, it gives them the know-how, it gives them the example of what they need to follow with what mines are doing right now.
And how does this impact upon the Apache Nation?
Well, a lot of these lands that were held in trust by the federal government, these are holy sites. These are sites where the people in the religious way went to receive the blessed gifts, you know, as far as with morals and integrity and how to live. And, I mean, these lands were held there, and as many would know that a lot of Native Americans right now that live on reservations, like for instance here in San Carlos, this place here was just a pass by. You know, in the old days, in our ancestral days, they would go by rather than living here. And in these other places that we talk of is really the homelands of the Indian people. And we were like put here, we were put here in St. Charles as prisoners of war. And we've been here since, and we haven't been allowed to go back home and to actually practice in those areas where our religious beliefs are at. And those lands, a lot of those lands were held in trust. Many of them were taken away already, but there was still some held in trust. And now the mining company wants those lands because of copper. And then nearby, there's uranium, you know, and so it's a big fight right now in Arizona.
So what is if the government holds that in trust, then surely there should be some kind of legal response if the government is now attempting to swap this land out.
Well, you know, it goes back to that trust responsibility and somewhat treaty with the tribes. They've been breaking it. They've been breaking it, but you know, that's why these laws are there to govern and protect and preserve the future for all of us now. But with these types of exemptions taking place and with the federal government only listening to mining people, then with money involved, then they start to dilute the laws that protect the land. And that's what's happening right now.
And what are the options available to the Apache Nation to confront this?
Well, you know, when I go back historically, you know, in the fights that we've been fighting since, 1919, when we somewhat began to understand the American way of policy and the way they run their policy. I mean, we got to remember, like the Apaches really began to understand the system probably like in the 1960s, 1970s, because before then, you know, our language was spoke fluently and our beliefs were there. We were held as prisoners of war. I mean, the last one was held 1927. You know, and the only reason why he's free is he passed away. He deceased. But you know, when you take that historically, you know, they played with us all the way up till then. And what that means for us now is that what we're finding out is that we got to go outside the box. In other words, we're going to fight them if we need to file lawsuits. If, you know, and we've been good with them on consultation. You know, they know all this stuff already, because when they came here, all these universities, they did a lot of studies on Native people, and a lot of those records are held in their archives, and. I mean, you know, they can go and refer to that, and it tells them all about Native Americans in different places. But, you know, for Arizona, for us, you know, the University of Arizona, Arizona State, you know, they have all this information already. So we file lawsuits based on that. But, you know, again, you know, you go back to the record, you know, we've lost almost every one. So what we're doing here now is still doing that, but going to our neighbors, the towns that surround the reservation. Going outside the box to people in the eastern part of the United States and telling them what's happening, because it now affects all of us. It's just not Native people. And so, you know, our biggest chore right now is to get the word out to America that, hey, this is happening in our country. And we're all going to have to survive together, and we're all going to have to put pressure on Washington if we really care about this country.
And the Apache Leap. Talk to us about that.
Well, that is a very unique place here in Arizona. The Apache Leap was one of the last Apache bands that were being chased by the United States Cavalry, and they came to this cliff, and they made a choice, you know, and the choice was either they're going to surrender or leap to their death, and some of them chose not to change. Some of them chose not to be prisoners. And so they leaped to their death. And what's really unique about this place is that they go on to talk about a spirit that came, you know, to hold some of the people of not jumping off this cliff. So this is a real, real holy place in a tragic event that took place. And this is where the mining and underground mining is going to take place, to where I guess like in about 15 to 20 years, there's going to be a lot of cracks in this mound, because doing underneath undermining mining will collapse a lot of these places. And Apache Leap is one really religion and historical event that took place here.
And where, Chairman, where can people find out more about this story?
Well, they actually can go to St. Charles Apache Tribe and go on the website. And we're getting as much information that we can.
And people can also sign up on a petition as well, right?
Yes, I think when you go to that, there's a petition there that will appear.
Very good. I want to thank you very much, Chairman Winsler Nosey, Chairman of the San Carlos Arizona Apache Tribe. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Okay, thank you.
Take
care.
Take care.
All right.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls, comments, concerns, observations, all of that and so much more when we come back. Stay with me. About Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Real life. On the cutting edge, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or
not. Here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape sleep, walk away.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Much, much, much business. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And if you want to fax me, you can do that at fax me at 454-6609. That's 454-6609. Get up, get to me, because we have much business, much, much, much business to tend to. Let me go to Germany for a second. There is a, we talk about, talk about the impact of images, and we talk about the impact of messages, and we talk about the issue of race, you know, the issue of race. And I have to bring this to you. In Germany, a UNICEF print campaign, that means magazines, billboards, a UNICEF campaign about education in Africa. You know what the campaign consists of? Four white children with mud on their face, kind of like blackface. White kids in blackface. And the blackface is not the makeup that former Governor Carnahan wore when he was dressed in blackface. Instead, they use mud on their face to, again, imitate black people. This is a UNICEF campaign. And when we translate the words on this print campaign, this is an actual ad campaign by UNICEF Germany. The purpose of these children, these white children in blackface, and the blackface is mud on their white faces. They're supposed to be posing as uneducated Africans. The first child says, "I'm waiting for my last day in school. The children in Africa still for their first one." The second kid, "In Africa, many kids would be glad to worry about school." Third kid, "In Africa, kids don't come to school late, but not at all." The fourth kid say, "Some teachers suck, but no teachers sucks even more." So how do we dissect this UNICEF campaign in Germany? First of all, the racism of the blackface and the black. Africans are just people with mud on their faces. That's what Africans are. And then secondly, an entire continent? There's no education in the birthplace of the university system for the world? Nobody in Africa. There aren't universities in Ghana? There aren't universities in Egypt? There aren't universities and schools in Africa? So every African, according to this UNICEF campaign, every African is uneducated. There is no education in Africa. An entire continent? There are so many levels of what's the word? Disturbedness that I have with this. Or disturbia. The UNICEF mindset that putting white kids in mud face equals relating to children of African descent. Okay, we could spend years dissecting the racism of that one. And then claim, then making the statement without even somebody, let me say it this way. When an ad campaign is created, it's not an accidental thing. Somebody doesn't just say, okay, just make it blue, make it red, make it whatever. Every single act in an an advertisement, particularly a print advertisement, is an intentional act designed to do something. There are no accidents. There are no thoughtless actions. You cannot engage in a more intentional act than putting together a print ad. Where the faces are placed, the size of the faces, the angle of the faces, the color of the faces, the color of the black background, the color of the print of the words, the type that the print is going to be. All of these are intentional acts. So somebody sat down, and it wasn't one person, it was a group of somebodies. Somebody's sat down, lots of people sat down and first pitched this idea as an ad campaign. A group of people came into another group of people and said, here's how we're going to sell education in Africa. A bunch of white kids with mud on their faces saying there is no education in Africa. Somebody signed off on that. Then when somebody went out and shot the pictures and put the mud on their faces and put the mud on their faces, somebody signed off on that. And then when somebody put the words together to say in Africa, many kids would be glad to worry about school. And I'm waiting for my last day in school. Children in Africa are still waiting for their first day of school. A whole lot of somebody sat down, looked at those words, and gave that a thumbs up. All of these things were looked at, analyzed, approved again, this is by UNICEF. This was UNICEF. And this is in the year 2007. This is in the year 2007. Oh, and the slogan of the advertising agency who came up with this ad, we communicate on eye level. Oh, baby, you communicated. You sure did. You communicated what you think of me and everybody that looks like me and my entire continent. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know what? I'm glad that you brought that subject up about the advertisement because, you know what, I'm using one of your words. I went back to my mental Rolodex as you was talking, and I went back to it was either Time or Newsweek magazine when they had a photograph of Minister Farrakhan when they was trying to condemn him by saying something that he said. They made his picture look very sinister looking and made him look wicked with the dark, faded look that they had. And then, too, there was a picture of Barack Obama recently in I forgot the magazine, what it was. They made him also look real sinister looking with the faded kind of black and white. They used a black and white photograph instead of the color. And, you know, it looks very sinister looking the way that they kind of did that. And that was not by accident.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Every act that someone engages in a piece of print advertising is an intentional act. Believe that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's how you sell a product.
That's exactly right.
You put the woman out there, if you want to sell something, you put that partially clad woman out there in something that's very seductive.
But you also, you take hours and hours and hours to choose the clothes she's going to wear, to choose the woman that you're going to put, to take dozens and dozens and dozens, hundreds and hundreds of photographs to pick that right photograph. It's not just that. It's a whole lot of other intentional acts that go into making that decision of which woman is going to be used in this way.
That's right. That's right. But that shows the demonic mindset that's in America when they're selling these products.
Thanks for your call, Carl.
Okay, thank you so much.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, yes. Teach, Liz. Teach.
All right. Now, Mr. Davis.
I had to call. You're talking about Africa there. Yes. To show you how you and the other professor lady was talking this morning about the images that they take and try and put out on African-American people and black people in general. You know that reading and writing first started in Africa.
That's right.
Mathematics.
That's right.
Came from Africa. The first college in the world was in Africa, Liz. See, so you know, you have to take and know these things about yourself and your people, so that these other images they try to put out there on you, and that you know that it's a lie and that it's wrong and that it's done intentionally.
There you go.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, what did she say? They put the narcotics in our community intentionally to take and mess us up.
Thanks for your call.
Very good, Liz.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this quick break. Stay with me.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big bone and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. Yeah. I think that ad just shows again how white paternalism can be racist, and a lot of people don't realize just because you're quote-unquote doing good work, or that's what you're pretending to do, that that's what's actually taking place.
It's just racism, plain and simple.
It's racism, it's plain and simple. A couple other questions. Can you tell me how I can get access to the ad, and has it been a successful campaign? Because it wouldn't surprise me if that's been a very successful campaign, unfortunately.
I would differ with you on that. I don't think that it has been a successful campaign. But I can't. You can go to alternet.org.
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 Okay. The reason I say that is I think there are a lot of people who share in that belief system. And I think they would give monies for that purpose.
Well, see, yeah, I think the people that share in that belief system don't give money.
Okay. Again, I think there are a lot of people who think they're doing good work,
mm-hmm.
and would give to a cause like that. To
okay.
Help poor,
and we'll
poor
find,
people of the world.
I'll see what we can do to find out about whether. And I don't even know how you can measure the successfulness of something like that. For
right,
real.
Well, and that's what I say,
yeah.
Success, I say that in quotes.
I understand, but I don't understand how you can measure it at all unless there's some kind of fund that they're supposed to be sending something to, as opposed to...
UNICEF has a fund. I imagine that's what that whole campaign was about,
mm-hmm.
was raising funds for UNICEF.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Bill.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, I had a statement or a comment in reference to one of your guests this morning when she was talking about how the black women are depicted in the videos and the music and all that. And she was saying that a lot of the blame should be directed toward the directors and the producers of these various means of communication. But I think that we should also address the fact of these women in terms of their self-esteem, their morality, their self-identity, their self-respect. The things that they are doing is not being forced upon them.
You don't think so?
They are.
You don't think so?
They are making a choice as to accept the job or not.
Well,
choose to accept what they're doing. Now, if they didn't want that particular job, if they didn't want to do whatever they were told to do, then they don't have to accept it.
Well, I think that there's more to it than that. I think it would be wonderful if it was simply, am I going to be a school teacher or am I going to make money dancing in this video? I don't believe that the choices are that obvious here in this country. I believe that women, because of the society that we live in and the values that have been created in the society that we live in, women are given many bad choices to make in order to make a living. Women don't have the same choices as men do to make a living. And we have a society that also sends messages to young girls that this is all right for them to make these choices. I think that, yes, I think always, of course, you can tell women, tell these young kids that are making these bad decisions to use the N-word, that it is their responsibility to say no to that. But I think that it makes far more sense to place the majority of the responsibility on the people that are providing these types of choices for young people. I think that the 45-year-olds, the 50-year-olds, the 60-year-olds, the 70-year-olds that are running these corporations, that are offering these choices to people, have to be held fully responsible for it. I think that you can tell a parent that, yeah, it's your fault if your child is eating all of these bad foods, but I think that television plays a huge role in pushing these choices on children and parents. And a lot of parents wouldn't be making these choices but for the pressure of the society that they live in, and we as a society have to care enough about all of us to not see it as a form of moral weakness to succumb to the billion-dollar pressure that is being put on you to make the wrong choice. I don't see that as weakness. I see that as being a victim of the society that we live in and the uninformed society that we live in. So I don't lay the majority of any kind of blame at young women who are making bad choices like this. I lay the majority of the blame of this on the industry that is putting this in their face and a society that is saying that it's okay to do this.
There's an old African proverb, and it goes something like this. It says that if there is no enemy within, then the enemy outside can do us no harm. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. I agree with that. I agree with that. But that doesn't change the fact that we should, that companies out here should not be allowed to sell poison to our children and say that it's okay. And then you don't blame the child for taking the poison when the poison is put in the child's face. We have a responsibility, and I am not saying that young people can make bad choices. But I don't lay the majority of the blame at the bad choices made by young people. I don't. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, on your advertisement on the restaurant food place out in UC, could you tell me the address of that again?
I don't have the address in front of me. It's Archie's All American Cafe. It's right across the street from, or not directly across the street from, but right near the pageant. I mean, yeah, the Tivoli.
It's on the same side?
It's on the opposite side of the street from the Tivoli.
You say the RT.
Huh?
What did you say the name of the American what?
I said the name of the restaurant is Archie's.
Archie's.
All American Cafe.
Okay, I suppose.
Okay.
All American Cafe.
Yes.
And it's right in front of them. Okay.
Okay, it's right. It's two or three businesses down from that.
Okay, you know I live near it.
Okay, well, take advantage of it.
I want to say this quickly, if I may. Did you ever see the picture that they portrayed on Michael Jackson once in this gossip type of, though I call it Filth magazine? Did you ever see this picture of him, Michael Jackson, and how bad they made him look?
You got to be more specific, Mary. I don't know what you're...
I'm going to let you see it sometime. Okay. I have it, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Albert.
Morning. Listening to that young man trying to blame our kids for something they get into, and I wanted to comment. There are a couple of, well, there's one recent example of how circumstances kind of create those situations in the fact that that young lady who was sort of said, her employer said, you either come to work or get fired. And she didn't have a way to take care of her kids.
Right.
And she made a bad decision.
Yes, she did.
You know, out of a pressure, because she was going to get pressure from one end or the other, either lose a job and now lose a home and now she can't feed her children, or take a chance and do it the way she did, which was stupid, might add, but the circumstance created that.
And how do you punish somebody like that? I think that she's punished for the rest of her life.
Thank you very much.
In fact, she told the police to kill her.
That's
when they
exactly
came
right.
and got her, she said, kill me, kill me, kill me. My babies are dead because I left them in a car with fans, with water, with juice. I left them in a hot car, and they died. Kill me.
The other issue is I read the book Carpet Boy. I can't think of Matt Mathane or somebody.
Right.
He talked about the circumstances of how those black kids in South Africa were forced to go into those diamond mines, and they had to do sexual favors for those white men, almost sexual acts that they normally would not have performed just to get food and just to make a living. And it was very hard for me to read the book, but it told again, sometimes the circumstances dictate the decisions that we make.
Absolutely.
You got to step back, and when they're allowing all of these kind of videos, and the distributors are doing that, if they decide that they don't want those type of videos out there, they will produce other videos that will have a more positive effect on women and us in general.
Absolutely. And that's why I always resisted, Albert, this idea of I'm going to blame the rap artist for the words in the rap songs. Sure, they can come up with it, but the people that are making the decision to have that kind of music don't look anything like them and are twice or three times their age.
I went by to pick up Kim Cunningham's CD, and the distributor will not distribute the CD in certain places, so I can't pick it up. So it's not that he's not producing good music or you can't buy it, it's just the fact that it's not available. And so
there
the distributor has a real big part in what you see and what you don't see.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much, Albert.
Sure.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us.